everyone, and welcome to another very special bonus segment for those of you who are our generous Patreon supporters. As always, we want to emphasize how very much we appreciate your contributions that help keep the lights on and keep us doing what we love to do here at Queens of the Bees. I am your host for today's bonus segment, TJ West. If you've been listening to the pod for some time, you know who I am. So today I wanted to talk just a little bit about everyone's favorite pop diva of the moment. No, I'm not talking about T-Swift, I'm talking about Adele. Now, if you, any of you know me at all or have listened to me on the pod, you know that I am a rather emotionally overwrought sort of person, and that I love a good ballad or a good movie that really digs deep into emotion, into feeling, to tears, to agony, to, you know, all the things that comprise a certain kind of queer existence. That being the case, I was especially excited to hear that that Adele had a new album coming out, which has now been released, and I've listened to the whole thing a multitude of times, as one does. And I, like a lot of other queer men, really found it to be a very rich, resonant, and powerful album, in keeping with many of the other releases that Adele has blessed us with over the last few years and decades, as it is now. But I wanted to talk today a little bit in particular about what is it especially that makes Adele and her music so powerful and so deeply resonant for queer people. And I thought a lot about this as I was preparing this segment to work through my sort of intellectual reasons for why I believe this to be the case, but also not losing sight of the emotions attendant upon this, because clearly we're dealing here with feelings and they kind of deny and resist rational approaches, but I'll do my best nevertheless. So I have three sort of things to say, or three sort of broad conceptual areas that we can think about this through. First of all, there's the sort of scholarly approach, representative, I think, by David Halperin, who has a lovely essay called, I think it's called, What Is Sex For?, in which he talks about Adele, hearing Adele's Someone Like You at a bathhouse in Vietnam, and sort of exploring the ways in which that essay or that song in particular kind of captures the enigmas and the challenges of gay longing and gay male desire. But I don't want to really belabor that too much, mostly because I'm sure that most of you have never read the essay, and if you did, it's very dense and has a lot of Greek philosophy, so I'm not sure that any of you would be particularly interested in that. But I do find it striking that Halperin, you know, a noted queer theorist and sort of a luminary within the field of queer studies, sort of understands at some level just why Adele is so appealing to gay men and why he would use her song in particular. I mean, yes, of course he heard it at the bathhouse. That's understandable. But what I find so extraordinary about his sort of analysis in this regard is that, you know, he understands that Adele has a certain kind of queer following and a certain way of appealing to queer desires, both emotional and physical, that some other divas do not. And I think that that's worth dwelling on and sort of understanding why it is that a queer theorist of Halperin's stature would find Adele so useful in that regard. So that's the first thing. The second thing is the sort of queer reception surrounding it, and I'm basing this largely on Twitter, as one does, because that's where I spend far too much of my time haunting gay Twitter, which is an interesting sociological and anthropological experiment on my part, but be that as it may. And Mark alluded, I think, to this in last week's episode of the pod, in hearing some people and wits on Twitter being like, oh yes, I'm asking my boyfriend to break out with me so I can be in the right emotional space to listen to the song in the album that Adele is releasing. And I found that interesting. Obviously, it's, you know, tongue-in-cheek, but there is a sort of understanding that when you get into an Adele song, or an Adele album, for that matter, that you're going to be dealing with a lot of feelings, and that it's really helpful to be in the emotional mindset to, you know, to be able to fully enjoy it and encounter those feelings in all their rawness that Adele manages to capture so well. So that's the second thing, is sort of there is the sense that this has become part of queer culture in the same way that other divas of the past, you know, your Christinas, your Britneys, your Mariah Careys, your Whitneys, also do. So that brings us to then the third one, which is the more deeply personal element of this, and why I, as a queer man, find her work so powerfully evocative and consonant with my own feelings. And this is actually more true of 25 than it is of 30, although I do find 30 to be deeply resonant, which I'll get to in a moment. But what I particularly remember about 25 is that it came out right before, a couple of months before, my boyfriend at the time broke up with me. So obviously it was very much on my mind when, you know, that album was very much part of the zeitgeist and everyone was singing Hello. You know, it was one of those things that was a moment. It was a phenomenon in the cultural sphere. Like, you couldn't turn on the radio without hearing Adele's Hello, or, you know, one of the other songs from the album. But Hello is, in particular, a longing song. And so, you know, it helped me not necessarily to process my feelings, because I don't think that's quite the phenomenon that I'm talking about, but it certainly helped me to get into my feelings so that I could at least experience them in all of their full complexity and all of their, what do I want to say, all of their profoundness. Like, there is something, you know, truly heartbreaking about being broken up with, and it really does help, at least for if you're a moody, emotionally overwrought Pisces, to hear those kinds of that kind of music to really get you into the to your space so that you can at least at some point maybe move on. But all of this begs the question, and it's the thing that sort of motivated me to put this segment together so I could work through this and, you know, have all of you perhaps give in, chime in with your thoughts about this, is what is queer about this? What is it that specifically calls to queer experience in Adele? And I don't think that's an easy question to answer, but it is one that I think requires some deep thought. And I'll give, in my remaining sort of 8 minutes, I will give some thoughts and reasons why I think Adele is so appealing. And I think that you have to really think and be aware of the long history of gay men's association with a certain kind of lachrymose approach to music. So certainly, I think that part of what makes Adele so appealing to queer men in particular is the same thing that made Judy Garland appealing to an earlier generation of gay men, in that she captures in her vocal tonality and also just in her persona a mixture of profound vulnerability and strength. And when you hear her music, particularly her sort of belting ballads where she is really expressing her heartache and anguish at losing someone or dealing with the tumult of everyday life, that jives with queer people. And I think that part of what this also requires is an understanding that for many queer people, they still feel that their lives are structured by a sense of subalternness. Like, there's a sense in which, because we're still a minority, that many of us have a particularly, or are, I should say, many of us are particularly attuned to heartbreak. Because I think most gay men, whether they admit it or not, have at some point had a crush on a straight man, had a crush on a gay guy who doesn't like them back. All the many vicissitudes of that gay life that are just part of what our everyday experience is like. And so, because gay men, as a rule, not always, this is not an exception, sorry, this is not a hard and fast rule, but I do think it is one that still applies, are allowed and or encouraged to be in more in touch with their feelings and to express said feelings, they are more able to really process those heartaches in quasi-healthy ways that straight men are not, or at least weren't in earlier periods. So I do think that part of what makes Adele so appealing is dependent upon a sense of queer identity and queer subjectivity that is itself kind of abject. Like, we recognize that our lives are those of heartache, and I think that's a holdover from earlier periods when gay men were literally ostracized and largely rendered into outcasts. I'm not sure necessarily that that's all the explanation, but I do think that that's a key lineage that helps us to understand why Adele, in her plaintive longing, would be so consonant, why it would drive so much with gay male experience. Because I do think that many gay men are sad and very, it was, maybe it's just I'm projecting, but I think many of us do kind of emote a lot and are very much in our feelings most of the time. So maybe it would help then to talk as a sort of conclusion and a final bit of analysis to talk about Easy on Me. And I find that to be an interesting song for two reasons. One, because it's a beautifully pared back song that isn't quite the power ballad of Hello, but has I were to say, a deeper, richer emotional texture. So that's first thing. And then secondly, what I found most striking is that that's one of her songs that really makes me choke up, which, I mean, again, as you know, if you've listened to this pod, I cried everything, but it really does wrench the tears out of me. And I was struck by that when I first started listening to it, because it's really about her singing to her ex and to her child about what she sacrificed to try to make a career for her and to sort of give them stability, which of course has nothing to do with my own lived experience. I don't have children. I have no desire to have children. But for some reason, it's the pathos in her voice that makes the song relevant and applicable to my own emotional turmoils of everyday life, regardless of what the lyrics are. And that, I think, is very queer in itself. Like, the feeling that she captures is to some degree resistant to meaning, to logic, to all the things that we normally use to make sense of things like music or, you know, the written word. And I think that that's really the bottom line with a song like, and what Easy on Me, I think, makes so very clear to those of us who think about this stuff, who think about queer identity, queer desire, queer idols, is that it's not about the lyrics as much as it is just her particular voice. And there's really no one else who has a voice like hers. I mean, there are other icons and queer icons whose voices are similarly unique, but there's something about her voice in particular, I think, that is able to capture pathos in a way that is just inexplicable. Let's put it that way. That there's no real way for me to put it into words that make it make any more sense. It's just a feeling, and you only can really not even understand, but really encounter that feeling when you just immerse yourself in it. And I think that that is a deeply queer way of engaging with, with a musician and her voice and her power, is through that kind of resistant immersion, I guess. I'm struggling to find words to really convey the complexity of what I mean, and that's about the closest, I think, that I'm going to be able to get. And so I think that that ultimately explains, to some degree, at least for this queer listener, why Adele has joined the ranks of those singers who just seems to have an in with the gays for whatever reason. And I think that it's her voice. I think it's her power of pathos, which I think is just uniquely appealing to gay men, and certainly of a certain generation. And especially nowadays, in the age of the pandemic, where we're all sort of immersed in melancholy to some degree. So I think that those are my thoughts as to why Adele has a certain kind of queer appeal, and why she continues to exert a powerful hold on the gay male imagination. I'm sure she has one for lesbians too, but I'm only speaking from my own cultural location as a gay man. So those are my thoughts about Adele and about the power of Easy on Me and her music in general. So I really hope that you have enjoyed this special little bonus segment. As I said at the outset, myself and Mark want to thank you so much for taking this opportunity to listen, to donate to our Patreon, and of course, I think it has to be said, to listen to our regular scheduled programming, which we very much appreciate each and every one of you who take the time to download, who take the time to listen to our programming, and if you have it, the time to rate us, because that kind of thing helps us with exposure. We are still very much, a project in its infancy, but we're looking to grow and expand and find new listeners. So anything that you can do to help us in that regard, we would greatly appreciate. So if you haven't already, consider, bumping up maybe to another tier or telling your friends, buying a subscription for a friend, Anything of that sort really does help us, and we very, very much appreciate it. So thank you, as always, for joining us on Queens of the Bees. We love y'all, and we can't wait to share more content with all of you.